Michael, I know the jobs report did not help, but what other factors came into play?
That was really the primary factor. I think the market has been a little worried that the Fed has not lowered rates sooner. And I think they were looking for any reason to support that theory. And when the jobs report came out this morning showing that July hiring slowed to 114,000 jobs and the unemployment rate is up to 4.3%, which is the highest in 3 years since October 2021. That was just, I think, the match that lit the fire here. It was just reasoning to say the Fed has not acted soon enough, and this could be leading towards, I don't want to say recession, but a market slowdown, which is always bad for business and bad for profits and bad for stocks.
And how concerning is today's result on Wall Street for the investors?
You know, if you look at, I was just looking at the S&P 500, which is a good benchmark for the U.S. market. And through yesterday, it was up 15% year to date. So realistically, something had to, the market had to give back a little bit at some point. It was on a pace to grow 30% in the year. Even a standard mix of 60% stocks, 40% bonds was up 7% year to date. And that's something, a return that you normally see over the course of a full year. So I'm not overly concerned. I think the Fed is keeping an eye on it. I don't think they'll lower rates before September, but we'll have to keep an eye on that.
How likely will the weekend give investors time to cool off here?
I think to cool off, I think we might see a little more sell-off, but that's hard to tell. Sometimes these things, people rebound. The markets rebound right away because they felt that they overreacted. So I think we just wait and see how the next week goes.